It's now Saturday in South Korea. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's where President Biden is.
The alliance between the Republic of Korea and the United States of America is a linchpin of peace, stability, and prosperity for a region of the world.
But the administration's wary North Korea could try to overshadow the president's visit, maybe launching another missile test or even a nuclear test. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says,
we are prepared to sit down and talk without preconditions to discuss a pathway forward to make progress toward the ultimate goal of the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Two Secret Service agents have been sent home from Seoul.
A source tells Fox News one off-duty Secret Service agent got into an altercation with a cab driver after drinking with another off-duty agent. The agents were not part of President Biden's detail, but had arrived in South Korea earlier in the week to prepare for the president's visit.
Fox's Jared Halpern is day three of testimony for the FBI's James Baker. At the trial of Michael Sussman, an attorney with ties to Hillary Clinton, Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign, he's accused of lying to the FBI when giving info linking Donald Trump to Russia.
Baker then alerted other top FBI officials who were already looking into separate unproven allegations between Trump and Russia.
Now, Baker testified Sussman never told him he would later bill the Clinton campaign for that FBI tip, the basis for the special counsel's prosecution probing the origins of the Trump probe.
Well, Baker said today he was not positive if Sussman said he was not coming in on behalf of any clients. A prior interview transcript shows that when Baker was talking about Sussman, he did use the word client. So the bottom line is that James Baker told different people different things at different times. That's what the defense is hoping will destroy the special counsel's case.
Fox's David Spunt outside the court. On Wall Street, stocks were up pretty big to start the day. Now they're down. The Dow is falling 170 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The World Health Organization is going to hold an emergency meeting to discuss monkeypox. Not very well known here. Almost all the cases are in Africa, but there's been an outbreak recently outside that continent and people with no links to Africa, from Australia to Europe to Canada, and now the U.S. A case was confirmed in Massachusetts. Another now maybe in New York.
Health officials in the Big Apple are trying to connect the dots on a possible case of the virus to a patient who is in isolation at a hospital in the city. Officials say they will conduct a preliminary test for monkeypox. If positive, the samples will be sent to the CDC for confirmation. The symptoms include fever and rash, muscle aches and chills. Doctors say monkeypox is harder to get than COVID, requiring close contact or the sharing of bodily fluid. The virus is endemic to Central and West Africa and is rarely seen outside the continent. CJ Papa, Fox News.
The 2020 U.S. Census found 331 million people living across America, but the numbers are under scrutiny. A review finding 14 states were under or overcounted, including Florida.
A follow-up study on the 2020 census reveals miscounting or miscalculating in certain states may have cost them representation in Congress. The post-enumeration survey shows Florida may have been undercounted by 3.5%, and some analysts say it could mean 750,000 people were not counted, and that's potentially enough to merit one more seat in the House of Representatives and one more vote in the Electoral College. The existing census results showed Florida outpopulating New York State by more than 2 million. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
A child has died after being left inside a sweltering car outside a Tennessee daycare. Memphis police say a staff member had picked up the one-year-old boy yesterday, but she claims to have forgotten about him in the back seat and went into work all day. No charges have been filed so far. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.